subscribe to my A-class content right now. Yeah, and support the movement. Yeah, there's different packages and we're giving away special, special audios only to people that support the project, support Rare Talks. Yeah, so we can keep the Spotify up and running. You're done now. Bow.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm back, Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify and check out the exclusive episodes that we got on the Spotify. 7 masculinity lessons your father never told you. 7. Yeah? And the reason why we're having this topic is because I believe that a lot of fathers, they don't really teach their sons anything. Sometimes your father does teach you, but he doesn't teach you as in words. He teaches you by actions. So there's lots of things that you will learn from your father, from his actions. And there's some things that he just wouldn't have taught you. Number one on the list today is empathy. Your father never taught you empathy. A lot of men, they're stone cold. They're really cold to their sons. They don't really show empathy a lot. And the reason why they don't show empathy is because they think that that's a feminine trait or a weakness. That's a weakness in character, showing empathy. Showing empathy towards humans in general makes you have better relations with different people because you're able to look at other people empathetic eye. So that means that, you know, if you hear someone, so for instance, you're a manager of a job and some of your colleagues, one of the girls has like a health issue and every week she takes a day off. And you always show her love. She's a hard worker. She's a good worker. She's reliable. But she has a few health issues. But you're helping her get through that. That's called showing empathy. Some managers wouldn't show no empathy and be like, you're not doing the job, I'm going to fire you. And that's not always good. You know what I'm saying? You've got to have an empathetic heart because it will help you get through life, build better relationships and become a better husband, better father, better brother, better cousin, better to everybody in society in general. So number one on the list of 7 masculine things that your father never taught you is empathy. Number two is assertiveness. And the reason why we're talking about assertiveness, you see, assertiveness sometimes gets mistaken for aggression. And you've got to know how to insert your authority without coming across aggressive. Not every conversation has to be done in an aggressive tone. You could tell someone, I don't like that. Don't do that again. And look them dead in their eyes. Assertiveness is being able to look someone dead in their eyes and tell them, I don't like that. Being able to stand up for yourself when you feel like some oppression or something wrong has happened. That's assertiveness. Assertiveness has nothing to do with aggression. Aggression is a man like wanting to become aggressive. Loud voice, veins popping out, forehead, all of that. That's nothing to do with assertiveness. Assertiveness is being confident in the decisions that you make and standing firm on the things that you say. That's assertiveness to me. Number three is gratitude. Now, we might think, what has gratitude got to do with a masculine trait? Gratitude is the fundamental of men having masculinity inside of them. You see, when you're grateful, show a different type of poise in life. As a grateful man, me as a grateful man, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate my mother. I appreciate my father. I appreciate everything that I've gone through. And having gratitude means that when you do get more things in life, you're able to appreciate them more because you're grateful for everything that you do have. The problem with a lot of men is they're very ungrateful. And an ungrateful trait is more of a feminine trait than it is a masculine one. Men are usually grateful and we are appreciative of all the goodness that happens in our lives, especially when things are going bad. If you're a grateful person, you'll be able to see the good inside of it. So the time when somebody goes through calamity, there's 4 ways people deal with it. 4 ways people deal with calamity. Number one, the first way is the person complains. Ah, I can't believe this happened to me. Ah, why me? Every day it's always me, man. I hate life. Second type of person is a person who's patient. But they're only patient because that's where they can be in that situation. Then you have the person that's grateful. And in the highest level of going through a calamity is a person who's thankful and pleased with it. They say, thank you, man. I'm happy I went through this. It made me a better person. Very rare you find people like that nowadays in this world, in this day and age that we live in. You don't usually find people like that. But that's the greatest and the highest form of how to deal with a calamity. but gratefulness. That's another. 7 masculinity lessons your father never taught you is number 4, financial responsibility. Financial responsibility is a man being able to control his finances and make sure that his finances are in check. So the things that are the most prominent to him, he takes care of. Number 1, your family. Always take care of your family as a man. That's financial responsibility. You always put money aside for your family to have, for your children, for your missus, for your mother, for your brothers. You always have that little reserve fund that if anything did go wrong, I can give it. Just like there's been a death in my family and everybody's getting together and putting money to give to my cousin for the funeral, because funerals are not cheap. Funerals are actually very expensive. So you can see now that everybody's doing that because everyone's got something called financial responsibility. The only way you can become financial responsibility is if you take some time out in your life, in the younger ages of your life, to live by yourself. Then you start to learn about council tax. You start to learn about housing, water bill, gas, electric, everything. You'll learn about that and you'll learn how to manage your life and your rent. You'll learn all these things and your money will, you'll start to become, you'll know, I can't go shopping with you lot. I can't go raving with you lot because I have financial responsibilities that if I don't fulfill, I'll be homeless or worse ever in a bad situation mentally. Because a lot of times men's mental health is related to their financial responsibility, their financial way that they control their finances. You want to know if someone's mind's right? Check how their finances are. If their finances is bad, their mind can never be. Your mind is always jumbled when your finances. It doesn't mean you have to be rich. You just have to know how to manage your money effectively. 7 masculine lessons your father never taught you is work. Number five, work-life balance. Now, what do we mean by work-life balance? Work-life balance. So you work and you have a family life. Majority of times, some of us as men, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know that you don't really, you're running your own business. When do you have time to be taking your children to the park or doing this and doing that? You're so obsessed with your goals because as a masculine man, as a man that's in his masculine energy, your purpose is more fulfilled than anything. But just remember, the purpose that you're doing and getting this money for is for freedom. The freedom to be able to take your children, to be able to pick up your children. It's not the opposite. It's not meant to make you do the opposite because then you might as well get a 9-to-5 and then you have Saturdays and Sundays off. So you can always know you've got that balanced life schedule because life is not just about making money and being successful. It's about actually taking care of the people that you love and spending time with them. That's the real sign of success. Success has been lost in translation to what people believe it is. But success is not always I've got a lot of money. It's that I have got money to take care of my loved ones that we can do different things. We can go on holidays and, you know, if you need some money, I can make everybody smile with this. It's someone's birthday or whatever it is, man. Whatever that case be, you're able to do that with your financial situation. You have to find a balance as a man. You've got to be able to work hard, but also spend time with your family, regardless if you're an entrepreneur or not. Number 6, one of the life lessons is conflict resolution. Number 6 is conflict resolution. Now, what do we mean by conflict resolution? You will get into conflict. You will get into dramas. But as a man, you've got to know how to deal with it. Because if you don't know how to deal with it, it will always be the reason of your downfall. Being over emotional, being overreactive, being in lots of situations, there's lots of things that we do that are wrong and that will be a detriment to our success. So for instance, me and my manager not getting along. There's 2 ways I can deal with this. I can start shouting and getting angry and cussing and getting violent, but maybe that's the worst solution towards these problems. And maybe that makes my situation even worse. You've got to be able to resolve conflict. So you're having conflict with someone. All right, let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. You look the person dead in their eyes. You make eye contact with them and you talk to them about the issue that you're having. A lot of times, a lot of us men, we don't know how to communicate effectively and we don't know how to conflict resolution. So if someone's cut me up on the roads or crashed into my car, I've jumped out, I want to fight them. I fight them, I beat them up. And then in the end of that, I'm in prison. That conflict resolution would be, I jump out and we exchange details. Even though he's angry, I, for the sake of this event here, I lower myself and I resolve the conflict. I make friends, I make peace and I go about my business. Being a man is not always about being able to hurt somebody. It's about being dangerous, but knowing how to control it. No man should be not dangerous. Every man needs to be dangerous in his own way. But dangerous controlled, not dangerous uncontrollable. That's the monsters that we have on the streets that go around stabbing people for no reason and killing them. That's an unresolved monster. As a man, you're meant to be able to control yourself, especially in the heat of anger. Because that will show more about you than anything else will. Number 7, something that men never talk about is self-care. Now, never, ever, ever put it down that self-care comes from going to get a haircut. That is self-care. Self-care comes with everything. Making sure your diet's on, making sure that you have money so that you can buy food for yourself. Making sure that you go and buy the things that you like first and foremost. Before you can take care of anybody else, the first person you need to take care of is yourself. Never forget, everybody, some people are a candle for others while they're burning themselves out. Don't be that person who's a candle for everyone but burns themselves out. That's a dangerous way to live your life. And that's the seven masculinity, that's the seven masculinity lessons your father never taught you. And I hope you benefited from this. Love, peace, guidance, power out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.